That's what happened. We started to say, ooh, hey, we're headed into another drought. And about that time, everything just turned around. So, and I mean, not just, you know, in our minds, but statistically, too. I mean, we are looking at now the fourth wettest year on record and the closing in on the fourth wettest December on record as well.
Oh, my goodness. It just enough. I mean, this just seems as if it rains every day in this town.
Well, at least the last week or two, it certainly has. We're up over 7 inches of rain for the month of December now. And something like 56 inches or something to that effect for the year. It's incredible.
And we've got flash flood watch in effect for tonight, right?
We do. For southern Indiana and northern Kentucky, including the Louisville metro area, flood watch, no warnings out. But if you live near a flood-prone area, you want to keep an eye on it. Rain intensity is going to kind of be back and forth here over the next several hours. It will diminish to some very light rain, maybe even drizzle, but a steadier rain's not that far away. And that's the case here for the balance of the night through the early morning hours of our New Year's Day. Low temperature tonight in the low 40s. The rain will be diminishing and ending during the day tomorrow. High 45 degrees. But as we get into late Wednesday night and Thursday, another chance for showers coming up with our low Wednesday night 34, Thursday's high 39. And those showers may end as snow showers or flurries Thursday night and Friday morning. Friday's high 33 degrees. Right now, with rain, our temperature is 49.
And there it is, the last Ken Schultz forecast on this very radio show.
Almost breathless. It's almost as nerve-wracking as my first broadcast was on the Wayne Perkey Show, September 11th, 1978. You talk about nerves that day. Oh, man.
Boy, I can imagine.
I was a walking nerve, and Wayne was always very, very polite. He stood up, he held out his hand, said, "Hi, Wayne Perkey, and who are you, and what are you doing in my radio studio?"
Yes.
And the rest is history. But I told Terry earlier today, I think sitting around calculating this is close to my 100th broadcast on this radio station over the last 25 years. So
your 100th what?
My 100,000th.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
All
yeah.
Right.
I forgot a few zeros.
Yeah.
Luckily, they don't do that on my paycheck.
100,000 broadcasts.
Yeah. Weathercast, right.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, somewhere very close to it. And maybe even exceeding it, but it's somewhere around that point. So it has been a terrific run, 25 years and 100,000 broadcasts later. You know, it's been an experience. I appreciate the opportunity. I definitely walk away with much more than I gave. And I've worked with some of the legends of radio broadcast lore, and very fortunate, and really have enjoyed it. And I've enjoyed this part of the day, too, Joe, and I don't say that lightly. This is the second most favorite part of the evening for me, next to leaving.
So we're right above getting in the car and getting out of Dodge.
You're right there, man. You're not quite to that level, but by golly, you're always in the running.
Well, you know, you really have made such a real important contribution to this program. You and Ken the Milkman, who, for folks who have not heard Ken the Milkman, he gets a chance to sort of tee it up sometimes when Ken the Weatherman, who is in news and doesn't have an opinion.
Can't have an opinion.
Right, can't have an opinion. So Ken the Milkman.
Surgically removed years ago, yes.
Absolutely. So Ken the Milkman can kind of come in there. And I've always enjoyed talking, you know, all these various pop culture issues and sports and all these other things with you. And you've always had some really good things to say. And if you ever want to do a Ken the Milkman night, we'll just tee up and let you go here, Ken.
That opportunity is still there, huh? I may take you up on that.
It's still there. We may both be down at 6th and Cedar the next day, but hey,
we, you know, misery loves company.
That's right. We'll hang out until the unemployment checks come. So, you know, what can I tell you? But
I've often said Joe Elliott has made me what I am today, tired and miserable. But on the other hand,
you know, on the other hand, but I gotta tell you,
all week long, you know,
been waiting to do that. But Ken, really, this has been. And the other thing is, you just never know. And I know nothing, but you just never know how things in this business. There's several people in this business that I have found myself working with and then they go away, or I go away, and then, you know, one way or another, you sort of come back. It's a small community, so you just never know how things turn out.
Sometimes. Absolutely. And again, this is the way business is done, not just in broadcasting, but elsewhere. And I wish you and 84 WHAS, the folks at the weather department there at WAVE, I wish you all the best of luck. I know everybody's professional, and will continue to do a great job.
Well, Ken, I really thank you so much. Any last final words? It's come right down to this, folks. The last words of wisdom imparted by meteorologist Ken Schultz. Here it is. It comes down after 25 years. It comes down to this moment. Not that there's any pressure or anything. Meteorologist Ken Schultz will now tell us the meaning of life.
You've got to get up pretty early in the morning to get up pretty early in the morning.
Wow. Gonna write that. Gonna get up pretty early. Okay. There he is, and that's why
that's why I'm going.
That's why he's been here 25 years.
That's why they're replacing me.
That's why the boss is holding the door for you as we speak.
No, actually, just want to wish everybody the best and happiest and safest, as well as healthiest, of New Year's.
Well, here again, I appreciate so much the contributions you made to this program, Ken. All the best, man.
Take care, sir.
23 after 10. Meteorologist Ken Schultz, who has been such an important part of this program over the last several years. And I've got to say, one of my favorite parts of this show every night has been the sort of the sparring with Ken that we've had a chance to do. That's more fun than I can tell you.